Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. April 3rd, 2023. Remember that everything comes from one upper force. Remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt. We go through two states, a period of descent and a period of ascent. The descent comes first because this is the time of the revelation of the evil inclination, of all egoistic qualities, and our separation. This is why we will have something to correct later. First, we plunge into our egoism, and then we correct it and plunge into even greater egoism, and correct it again. Thus, step by step we are getting closer to a complete correction. We must remember all this, the fact that the Creator does everything. There is none else besides Him. He gives us an evil inclination and He gives us a good inclination, and controls the entire process of correction, changing us, state by state. There is nothing that does not come from Him. We need to cling to the Creator, as a baby clings to the mother, sitting in her arms, and then He is calm and not afraid of anything. We also need to hold on tightly to the ten, within which there is the force of the Creator because it connects. This is how we will move forward. Nothing happens in order to cause harm, everything is just in order for us to hold on to each other and the Creator more and more tightly. Therefore, we must remember that everything comes from one upper force to help us to grow more and more. There is no evil, everything is for the good. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, March 27, 2023. Pesach, Passover. By hook or by crook. Comment: you say that now is the perfect time for correction. In the future, this will be increasingly more difficult to implement. My response: of course. From the moment we had the opportunity for correction, we were given the go-ahead. First, it happened in the 16th century, in the time of Ari, and then at the beginning of the last century. But at least today, when the external crises are growing all over the world, procrastination leads only to bad conditions. There will be no better conditions. Question: better in terms of egoism? Answer: no, in feelings. In our feelings it will only get worse. Not because I speak like an evil prophet, but because this is the purpose of creation, this is its plan, to bring us to the next state by hook or by crook. Therefore, we will be beaten until we want to correct ourselves. From CapTV's I Got a Call. How will humanity die out? October 22, 2012. Life or a dream? The whole reality hints to us how unattainable it is. It simply does not exist. Everything is in our imagination, like in a dream. If we could put in the correct spiritual filter, we would see that there is nothing whatsoever except for some clumps of lower consciousness within a person. There are movies that show sleeping people, placed in transparent capsules, who are flying in spaceships toward other worlds. They were intentionally put to sleep, placed in some solution, and they are dangling in this formalin connected to some tubes. But even this does not exist in our world. If we put a filter on all our sensations, that would filter out all our inner fluctuations and depictions and would keep only something that really exists beyond our attitude in relation to it, we would receive absolute darkness. After all, everything we perceive, that is, inanimate, vegetative, and animate states, are called preliminary sensations that are given to us, to enable us to come out to the level of true reality. From CapTV's I Got a Call. Break away from everything earthly. October 16, 2012. Fascinated by the unearthly goal. In the material world we are inside a cocoon we have created. Our whole life today passes like in a science fiction movie in which astronauts are put to sleep to be sent to distant stars. So, we feel ourselves sleeping in this life and acting automatically. The only thing that is turned on in us is a searchlight that directs us to the goal. This is what we live for. If a person is set on revealing the upper world and he has a special unearthly goal, it should captivate him. He should feel as if he is flying in a spaceship, feel like he is passing thousands of pasks of distances every day, and live in accordance with this. And the rest of life is just a necessary escort. Earth, space, and our world is like a spaceship, a kind of a capsule. Actually, the Earth is quite small. It is just the way we look at it. If you go to another dimension and look at our world, then it is one small black point relative to the next, upper world. We gradually begin to understand this, and together with this point, without leaving it, we rise to the next dimension, to the next world. From CabTV's Got a Call. Leitman's Confidants, October 6, 2012. Nothing exists outside of us. Comment: going through the study of the Ten Sephirot, we study how the whole system, individual worlds, etc. are built. My response: in fact, nothing is built. There are no worlds, no Sephirot, no parts Sufim, there are no degrees at all. What does there are mean if I do not feel them? In Kabbalah, we are talking only about a person who reveals them himself, creates them in himself. It is the same with what you are feeling right now. For you, this world exists as perceived by you. There is some person sitting in it far away from the place where you live talking to you. You imagine all this. It is created in you. It is not outside of you, but in you, in all your visions. Question: and then how did I come to this if I perceive it this way? Answer: this perception arose in your so-called animate state. For some time some pictures go through your mind, which you call my life in this world. That is it. After a while they disappear, and that is all, life ends. Kabbalistic sources say that everything exists only relative to the person who attains it. In fact, nothing exists by itself. I cannot say that I am sleeping now or I am going to die, or something else will happen and everything else will remain in existence. There will be nothing left. There is no such thing. Nothing exists outside of me. I perceive everything only in me. Kabbalah has instructions for how to create an eternal, infinite, perfect reality inside you, how to achieve it, and make it true. But this is unprovable to people who have not gone through this. It seems to them that what they feel is the true reality. From CabTV's I Got a Call. The difference between Kabbalah and other methods, September 8, 2012. From the first minutes of waking up. Question: do you have states that do not allow you to mentally break away from the corporeal level? Answer: no, unless there is a wish from above to confuse me in something. Then all of a sudden, I receive some thoughts, all kinds of worries about loved ones or something else. This shows me that here I have not yet finished my work. Here I have not yet pulled myself up, and so on. Question: how do you handle this? Answer: let's say you're sitting in my class, and a couple of hundred other people are sitting beside us. Together we study the methods of elevating a person, his correction, the problems of our world regarding the next degree, how we should perform some actions, and so on, and suddenly you have some thoughts about your loved ones or distant ones, or about your debts in the bank. It doesn't matter what or how. You must understand that all this is in order to sharpen your studies now so that you are more clearly connected with them, that it is in the form in which all these disturbances are being sent to you now that you must strengthen your ties with the upper world. This is how it will be all the time. That is, as soon as you wake up in the morning and establish a connection with the source in the first second, from this minute onward you should only develop your connection with him and see all the disturbances as means of strengthening the connection. This is how we need to tune in and look at the disturbances. Otherwise, you will remain a small child, you will remain in a bad connection with the Creator, with the upper force. You must advance with the help of these disturbances and rise above them. In any case, do not annul them or throw them away. Of course, it is a whole science of how to use disturbances, but that is what they exist for. Thus, if you can hold out like this for at least a few hours every day, I guarantee you, in a week I will already be talking to an angel. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Practical Kabbalah, November 4th, 2012. Michael Leitman, on Quora, what is the meaning of Deuteronomy 5:15 where it writes, "Remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out from there." According to the wisdom of Kabbalah, the state of slavery in Egypt means that we are under the complete control of the desire to enjoy for self-benefit alone, or in other words, the human ego. From such a state, we embark on an inner journey to correct our desire so that we enjoy not egoistically, that is for the sake of self-benefit alone, but for the benefit of others and the Creator, which is an opposite desire to ours, to give, love and positively connect. This inversion of our intention is considered a correction of our nature, and it is described in the Torah as us exiting Egypt and entering the land of Israel. This correction of our ego from prioritizing self-benefit to prioritizing the benefit of others and nature describes the spiritual path we undergo until our final eternal and perfect state, called the end of correction, Heb. Gomer Tikkun. At every stage of this spiritual path, we need to exit our ego called Egypt, and gradually start revealing the force of love and bestowal in nature called the Creator. Doing so leads us to great joy and a major surprise that the Creator prepared for us. Therefore, our need to remember that we were slaves in Egypt means that we were in the desire to enjoy for ourselves alone, which completely controlled us, and that the Creator brought us out from our self-aimed desire. We needed to feel that we could not exit our egoistic desire other than by connecting to one another and reaching a sincere mutual request, a prayer, to exit our ego. We were then granted access to a new nature of love, giving and positive connection with others through which we discovered a harmonious, peaceful and joyous reality. This feeling is very special because a part of it penetrates our desire to enjoy, and another part resists our desire. With this contrast inside, we can then scrutinize the forces that operate on our egoistic nature, whether and how much we can exit the control of those forces, and how the upper force, the Creator, grants us that special ability. Based on the Daily Kabbalah Lesson with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman on March 27, 2023. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.